This is a podcast from the Queen City Podcast Network.
It has been a roller coaster ride with gas prices the last couple of years. The pandemic and the war in Ukraine, just two of the factors that have influenced prices across the globe. As we approach Christmas 2022, gas prices in the United States are finally dropping. How long will they stay low? We're talking to an oil and gas investor.
We will see a lot of people needing oil and gas, but we don't have it, and prices are going to start moving up.
This is WBTV's Good Question. We are joined now by Jay Young, founder and CEO of King Operating Corporation. He is also the author of the book, The Upside of Oil and Gas Investing. Jay, thank you for being here.
Absolutely. Hey, enjoy being here.
We appreciate it. Wanted to start first with just telling me a little bit about what you do and what King Operating Corporation is.
Well, we're an operator of oil and gas properties. You know, kind of like buildings, apartments. We buy assets in crazy places that are run down, and we like to drill. We have a lot of rigs drilling right now for oil and gas because clients like the tax write-off. They like monthly income as we scale the investment. So we kind of, you know, we're just kind of a fix-it-upper, if you will, and sell in the future for oil and gas.
Gotcha. I wanted to bring you on today to ask about the gas prices that we're seeing at the pumps across the country. I know it's been kind of a roller coaster ride the last couple of years, and currently AAA is saying, I guess, the national average finally below $3 a gallon. What do you make of that?
Yeah. Well, I think it's a great thing for the economy. I don't know why the numbers are there. I mean, and the reason why I say that is because I look at data, right? I look at how many rigs are drilling. What's the overall supply and demand? That's what drives the price. Even though some people may think that, you know, oil companies, you know, just keep raising the price and it's all about us. You know, it's about the economy and how much supply we have and how much demand, you know, that we have. And we're not showing the supply that we need. Or we don't have the supply that we normally had, you know, prior to the pandemic. We're drilling with 1,200 rigs in the United States, and we're at 700. OPEC's cutting us down 2 million barrels of oil a day, and also the strategic reserves are, you know, we cut that off. Hopefully, we're not using those strategic reserves for our supply anymore after the election in November. So I believe that we are sitting at a spot right now to where it's a great time to go fill up your lawnmower with gas, because I don't think you're going to see these prices for another month or two. China's opening up right now. And as China opens up, we're going to see a lot of oil needed around the world, which is going to take away from us. And we will see a lot of people needing oil and gas, but we don't have it. And prices are going to start moving up.
Gotcha. Before we get into the near future, wanted to take it back a step. Can you kind of explain what happened to gas prices and the oil industry at the start of the pandemic?
If you'll remember back during, President Trump days, he was all about drill, baby, drill, drill, baby, drill. Well, there was trillions of dollars going into the drilling business to drill for oil and gas in the United States. So we had a tremendous amount of rigs running. Oil was plentiful. We're filling up our strategic reserves at $20, $30 a barrel. Gas prices were at $2. Everything's, you know, going great. And all of a sudden, the pandemic happened. Our demand went almost to zero. I mean, it went way, way down. And right. So oil prices went negative. And then when President Biden gets into office, you know, he's against fossil fuels from the very beginning. And he's like, wait a minute. No permits, you know, we're not doing this oil and gas thing. We want to go electric. We don't want this oil and gas. We want electric cars. And so they totally did away with it. So we didn't go back to drilling. And then oil prices went to $120 a barrel. And then gas prices went $5. Well, since then, we've had a turnaround because we've seen a lot of the strategic 200 million barrels that we have stored up for the war has come from the strategic reserves onto the markets. Well, those would be used for, us in bad times, you know, that war and so forth. Not for an election, not to falsely accuse our supply of being that high. So when the music stops and you have to find a chair, and we don't have as many chairs because we don't have as much oil in the market, oil prices will go up in the future. Does that answer your question? It's a global oil and gas supply and demand, but it also hits really big here at home with the United States, because Biden obviously does not want all the big companies too. There's another one there. I mean, you know, with public companies not coming back into the markets, normally, you know, I've been in this business, you know, all my life and my fourth generation, whatever. So I've seen a lot of ups and downs.
Right.
And normally when you see these kind of prices and you see oil companies making billions and billions of dollars, what you'll see is they'll start spending it on drilling. You know, they'll go back to drilling for oil and gas wells. So that's a good thing, right? So then you have, that's the cycle, right? Prices go up, not as many people are drilling. And then when the oil companies are making billions and billions of dollars, then they go, whoa, wait a minute, we're making billions of dollars. Let's go back to drilling. So the rig count increases, production starts increasing. We're not seeing that this time. You know, we're seeing these oil and gas companies sending out money to investors in dividends, or they're buying back their stock, which is pushing their stocks higher. We're seeing that instead of the normal drilling. So that is something that is unfound, or we just don't see in these marketplaces in the future. So that's another reason why I feel like that oil prices are going to go up, because when we need the oil, we're not going to have it because of that. As a matter of fact, President Biden came back with his windfall profits tax. About the only thing that I've ever agreed with Biden, I mean, just because of his policies and mm-hmm. the way we are, I like cheaper oil prices just as good as anybody. But I'm just saying that what I do when he said, hey, if those companies are making billions and billions of dollars, let's tax them. And I agree, you know, if companies are making billions and billions of dollars and they're not putting it back to work, tax them, you know, because that's what's keeping prices higher, is because we don't have the supply necessary. And if oil companies won't drill, that's not going to oversupply the demand. Therefore, it's going to keep prices higher. So we're in a spot where we're going to see higher oil prices. I think 65 is the new bottom on oil prices. We're at 75 right now, 75. We're seeing a new bottom where it was $30, $40 a barrel.
Right.
You're going to see 65 as a bottom, and then the upside from there.
How long do you think we'll continue to see gas prices at the pumps drop for the next couple weeks? When do you think that change is going to happen? Because it sounds like you don't think that's going to last a while.
I don't think it's going to last. And China just opening up this weekend. Mm-hmm. It's slowly going to happen. And
right.
You may see, you know, between now and, you know, January, December, January. But after that, I can see it. I can see it going up. I can see the gas prices going up.
Any advice for people who are driving or folks who do have to fill up a lawnmower in different parts of the country who actually have grass to cut right now?
Well, I mean, hey, just worry. Just think about it for a second. They go, you know what? I mean, I know I'm going to have an acre and a half, you know, 20 miles outside town, and I'm going to have to pay less for a place, you know, in the suburbs. But is that really necessary? I mean, it could be one of those things where you could have a, you know, to drive further every day. You know, don't put that burden on you. I mean, it's when you do see that the gas prices are going up $3, $4, $5, you know, that line item on people's budgets go up, and that affects, you know, hey, do we go out and eat, or do we, you know, have fun in life, man, have fun, and don't worry about, you know, hey, go in somewhere and vacation, you know, away from your house, but don't put a lot of that gasoline in your tank, because it is going to be more expensive in the coming years. We do use oil for more than just gasoline.
Right.
You know, 60% of a barrel of oil is used for other products. You know, this top or lipstick or plastics. So many more products. So just because, you know, you see more cars, on the roads that are battery operated, that doesn't mean we're done using oil. So it's going to be around for a long time.
I know the big thing we all talked about at the start of the pandemic is the fact that no one seemed to have seen something like that coming and how it disrupted so many different parts of life. How difficult in general is it to predict what's going to happen to the oil industry?
Yeah, it is. It is because, you know, supply shortages and things of that nature. And then people just started going back and we put together what we call an AFE or authority for expenditure when we're drilling a well and we're drilling a couple of wells in East Texas and they were like $8 million to drill each well. And I told my guys that AFE was put together like 6 months ago. I told my guys, I said, hey man, let's go back. Let's see what that is. That's with a 15% contingency, you know? So we went back and it's more expensive. Well, because the rig, I mean, even getting the rig to drill is like 30% more, you know? So instead of spending, you know, $15,000 a day, $25,000 a day is the new norm. You know, it is more expensive to drill because more people are the people with the capital right now are getting into it and you're seeing a shortage. I mean, every rig is not out on the street or drilling. I mean, there's a lot of rigs sitting in the yard still because there's people that won't come back to work. You know, the oil business is a hard place to work. And you know, people come in and start making $30, $40 an hour and everything's going great. They buy themselves a brand new, you know, 25 F-250, whatever it is. And I mean, everybody's doing great. All of a sudden, man, you get laid off and you're like, wait a minute. I got $1,000 a month truck payment here. And you know, it's a hard business it's feast or famine. You know, the best job since there is, you know, at a convenience store or Walmart or something. And they're not going to pay anywhere close to time and a half unless you work 80 hours a week like you can when everything's coming down in the oil business when things are good. Because things right now are good and there's a lot of people working, but not as many people are coming back.
Yeah,
coming back to work.
I gotcha. Back to gas real quick. I know that we hit like a record, I believe, over the past year, $5 a gallon, like as an average at one point. Do you think that we could approach that territory again, or in terms of just gas prices, do you think we're going to stay somewhat stable, even if the prices increase a little bit?
No, I do. I don't know about $5, but I do see the price oil going to $100, $110 a barrel. I do see that. I see $90 as a norm. I don't know about $5. I don't know that's a lot of money. Mm-hmm. $4 to $4. Something around that range, but I do see prices going up. And unfortunate for consumers. Natural gas is the same. Natural gas is a commodity. It's a supply and demand type product, and they're opening up the shores for us to export to places like Great Britain, you know, things of that nature. So you're going to see, you know, we need a lot of supply there too. So heating is going to be more expensive, you know, things in itself. And obviously with inflation as well, going into inflationary times right now, we'll see prices go up.
Jay, anything else you'd like to add before I let you go?
You know, I think it's a great time right now to invest in oil and gas. I think it's a good time always to invest in oil and gas. But right now, especially, I mean, our company does funds, kingoperating.com, or you can go on the website and kingoperating.com or read my book, Upside of Oil and Gas Investing. Just take your time with it. It's a great business. I really, really love it. But there's also a lot of public companies you can buy. I love Ring Energy. It's another good company, but there's a lot of dividend stocks out there with your bigger, you know, Devon Energy or Matador, Pioneer, those kind of companies right now that you can buy that have good dividends. But what they say is, if you can't beat them, join them type deal. So our product is more of an alternative investment to where, you know, you invest in oil and gas and you get monthly income checks and so forth, where if you go in the public markets, you can go and just buy a stock and it's liquid, you know, so you can buy it today, sell it tomorrow or whatever. I don't work for Ring Energy. I just like the team of people. I love the asset that they have, and they produce a lot of oil and there's not much debt on it. So I like the stock. I'm a big holder of stock in that. But that's one thing. But anyway, anybody else would like to ask me any questions, go on our website, kingoperating.com.
Certainly a fascinating industry. Jay Young, founder and CEO of King Operating Corporation, also the author of the book, The Upside of Oil and Gas Investing. Jay, thank you for being here. We appreciate it.
Good. Thank you very much.
WBTV's Good Question is a product of WBTV in cooperation with Queen City Podcast Network and Balto Creative Media. From WBTV, Good Question is produced by Jack Vandertal. Special thanks to Jamie Bowl. For the Queen City Podcast Network, WBTV's Good Question is produced by Brian Baltashevitz and Maria Delgado. Production coordinator, Taylor Robinson. It is recorded at the Queen City Podcast Network studios in Uptown Charlotte.
QueenCityPodcastNetwork.com.